praise you, Jesus. Jesus, we praise you, wonderful Lord, Savior of my soul, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I praise you, oh God. You are worthy, Lord. God, you are worthy. There is none like you. Precious Lord, mighty King. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, I praise you. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Precious Lord, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want to come tonight with hearts of praise and worship, and songs, and, you know, I was just thinking of Moses and his song at the Red Sea, Exodus 15, I believe it is. And when you read through that song of praise that Moses sang, it was a twofold thing. And as I was sitting here and kind of almost our last meeting in here for a lot of us that are leaving tomorrow, and there's much that God has done, and there's much to give him thanks for. And we want to do that. But God is not finished. And not just for the next 12 hours or 16 hours that you may still be here. But God is going with us and before us. And we walk in victory in our homes, on our jobs, in our churches, at our schools, in our neighborhoods. God is leading us. That's the song of Moses. Moses' song is kind of split into two parts. One, he's looking back at the victory that God had given them, delivering them from slavery and bondage, bringing them into this place of escape through the Red Sea, the armies crushed behind them and drowned. And so Moses is recounting that. But then the next part of that song, the second part of that song, Moses starts talking about the cities and the territories that they're going to be marching into. And he's already praising God for the victory that still is yet to come. And in faith, he's saying, God, what you've done already, you're going to continue to do. And we're going to march into new land, and you're going before us. And so tonight, as maybe we're straddling some of us, some of you are staying, and we're a little bit jealous. But, you know, we're looking back at God's faithfulness here. But God has so much more. He's not done. He's got victory ahead. He's got territory to give us. He's got things in our lives that he's going to conquer. And he's going to bring us to new places in him. It doesn't only happen here. So we need to go with faith. We need to go with expectation and a confidence that God is going to continue to lead us into victory. And so we want to just praise him tonight for this reality that we have and know in Jesus. Let's sing number 62 in our white hymnals. Would you stand as we sing this? Number 62.
Now in his name.
seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.